Traditionally, field service employees use paper and pen to take notes on a clipboard, and then they go back to their office, potentially days later, and document their findings. When servicing, though, equipment at a customer location, crucial information sometimes can be omitted in those handwritten reports, and delays in fixing a problem can be costly. By enabling field service workers with custom mobile applications and mobile devices like the Apple iPad, workflows are redefined, streamlined, and productivity is enhanced. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here, and on our podcast, pleased to have Rich Faley joining us, director of the mobility practice at PC Connection. Rich is here to talk to us about the benefits of applications, off-the-shelf and custom, as well as mobility devices for field service workers. And Rich, really appreciate you joining us again.
Glad to be here and looking forward to the conversation.
Well, and the neat thing about having you on board here is you really do have that front row seat, have had it really your entire professional career, but you've got that great front row seat of where field service and these mobile technologies are converging.
Yes, I've I go back to the time when it was nothing but paper and telephones, and have watched the whole evolution. I've been involved in field service and professional services my entire career. So I've got a pretty good front row seat to see that. And now being the head of the mobility and Apple practice here at PC Connection, it gives me a lot more insight. And I've got to tell you, mobility is a really exciting place to be. It's that point in technology where we've seen major changes like the internet, personal computers, and now it's all moving to mobility where you can have your entire life, business, personal, all of it, right in your fingertips wherever you go. Wherever you are.
I want to draw a little parallel. You talked about field service, the days of when it was just paper and pen and phone. Still a lot of that going on. You'll I'm sure share a little bit more as we move on here. I was out on a little league field this past weekend. I was the only guy with an iPad taking notes. Everyone else was paper and pen. I would kind of expect it there. I'm a little bit geeky on that front, and some of my fellow coaches are a little more old school, but in the business place, I don't think it's giving me an advantage on the baseball field. I think in business, though, this is where field service reps and teams need to start thinking about, we need to do things differently. This paper pen idea, that is outdated.
Yes, it is. And, you know, if you want that competitive advantage with your customers and with your competition, you're almost forced into doing something where you can have all of that information at your fingertips. You can provide that value back to your customers as well as your internal systems to make everything a lot more efficient, clean, and available to everyone. So from that perspective, it's almost a need that you have to have now. That's where it's going, and everybody's going to get there at some point, whether it's sooner or later is up to you and the company that you're working with.
And let's start there. We'll dive deeper into some of the technology here in a bit, but what's really being done maybe on a corporate level, a business mindset level, to really increase some of the efficiencies and productivity? What are people looking at to increase that for field service teams?
Well, for field service, it comes down to a lot of information. You've got a guy that's out in the field. He's by himself or with another team partner, depending on the business. And you're out there to either install, repair, or modify or some piece of equipment or technology or service of some sort. And having the information that corporate has the ability to have within your home offices and field offices is really important. You need to have manuals. You need to know what you're looking at. You need to have parts lists. You need to know who's available, where's your support at, who can you talk to. All of those things come into play, as well as invoicing, dispatching. It all folds in together of the proper tools and systems that you need in place for an effective field service organization.
And using the manual process, if it we'll go back to the idea, if I forget that, oh yeah, Jerry's available this weekend, or I forget that Jerry's not available this weekend, I send Jerry a note and all of a sudden he doesn't get back, that's a delay to the customer. Whereas if I had a mobile device that had all the scheduling and I say, oh wait, Jerry's not available today, let me get over to Courtney and have her take care of this. That's kind of what we're talking about. Those are the additional benefits, ultimately, that trickle down and benefit the customers we're servicing in the field.
Exactly. You know, if you look at it just from a dispatching point of view, where are your resources? When you start moving into the mobile world, what you can do is you have location services. You can find out where all your people are at that specific moment in time. How close are they if it's a really emergency or hot call that you have to have somebody on? You can see if they're available. What are their availability? Are they on? Are they off? So you can react extremely quick when you have a mobile solution in place with all the tools and pieces integrated.
And obviously one of the mobile devices out there that folks are using are Apple iPads. I want to talk a little bit about what you've heard back from field service workers that have been armed with an iPad. What has it done to change how they work out there in the field?
Well, it gives them a large comfort zone for them to work in, because in any really good field service app, you know, manuals are a big thing. And way back when, you know, you just used to have to carry around books and or microfiche. You know, remember that, microfiche?
I do.
And have access to all of that information. Now you can just provide it via PDF and have it loaded locally onto the device. Or, you know, you have it in a cloud solution loaded up there where they can pull it down as they need it. All of that information is available to them. In a lot of cases, you're out there, you need to order a new part. So you need the right part numbers. You need to understand availability of those components. With the proper field service tool in place, you can have access to that. You can see that and react to it and order it, provide really good recommendations back to your customer on how long things are going to take, what's involved, and what the costs are going to be.
Rich, let's do this. Let's move the conversation to kind of the deployment of technologies, of iPads into the field. What does that take to get this into someone's hands who might be used to, again, the paper and pen method?
Well, it's very easy. You'd be surprised, especially with PC connection and working with Apple devices. We're able to entirely set these devices up and preload them with all the regular apps, download all the security aspects of it, put it together with some sort of a hardened case, asset tagging, setting up for mobile device management, which I will probably touch on in a little while. So all of those components we can take care of in a clear deployment scenario for whoever the customer is or whatever their needs are, whether it's for 10 devices or it's for 1,000.
Let's talk a little bit about kind of potentially different customers here. What about that customer that just needs to do some basic inventory tracking, want to know where those field reps are, they want to be able to access parts lists and supplies and things like that? Custom required, or are there a lot of kind of off-the-shelf applications that can be on these iPads that can help them get their job done day one?
Custom is one direction you can go in, and I would only advise going custom where you have deep embedded processes, workflows, and systems with integration to other systems that you absolutely can't move away from. But that can be expensive. Again, I would only advise that for larger companies and, like I said earlier, for companies that have deep embedded processes that they just can't abandon. On the other side of the apps that you can look at are ones that are already pre-built, off-the-shelf apps. There are many out there, and some of them you can customize to your workflow process and change your branding on it and put your branding on it right out of the box. It works. You can also get them so that they work out of a cloud solution so that you don't even need any back-end infrastructure for the most part. It can all be handled via the cloud. So for the smaller companies, this is going to be a great solution for them because they don't need to have all of that IT equipment in the back end and people to run it and keep it operational.
Well, Rich, on that kind of off-the-shelf front, any success stories, any products that we can point to right now that have helped out some of these smaller teams get going right away with field service in kind of the new manner with these off-the-shelf applications?
You know, there's many tools out there. One that I can focus in on a little bit that we've seen tremendous success with, especially on Apple products, is ServiceMax. You know, they take care of all the scheduling aspects of it. They can keep your contracts all available and warranties and all of those pieces available to your service people and anybody else that needs to have access to that type of information online and accessible. It's a reasonable cost. It's a cloud-based solution, so, you know, for the smaller company, it's very easy to get up and running and operational. You can manage all of your parts across it. They take care of all of the parts aspects of it and logistics, depot activities, and help lowering the costs around those pieces and those components as well. And again, you know, this kind of a product will also grow with your business, so it's not limited to, you know, any set number of users. You can have as many as you need across your business.
All right. So ServiceMax is an off-the-shelf app. For those that are thinking about the custom app, Rich, let's talk a little bit about that process. What's it take to develop a custom app?
Well, how long it's going to take is really depends on the complexity of what the customer is trying to accomplish and what they want to do. Some of these can be very easy and can be done, you know, in a 30-day time frame for the most part. Others may take a lot more time because there's a lot more integration involved and testing and just finagling with menus and the interfaces and that sort of thing. Custom app is certainly going to work for some folks. But again, not everybody, and I wouldn't advise it unless you absolutely have to do it because of the quality of the tools that are available now that are off the shelf are just amazing.
Hey, Rich, you know this. Anytime we have conversations about technology, the idea of security comes up. Whether someone goes with off-the-shelf applications, whether they go with a custom app development through PC Connection, these are up to grade in terms of security. They're enterprise-ready. Otherwise, this wouldn't be an offering.
Well, from a device standpoint, security really, with today's technologies out there, you don't have to be that concerned about it because with any kind of a deployment of tablets, you're going to have a mobile device management tool in place. That mobile device management tool will help put together all of your security. It'll secure the device itself and all the information on it. It will secure via VPN, automated VPN connections, right back to your inside your firewalls so that they can have access to the information and take care of everything from A to Z for you for what they can have access to and what they don't have to have access to. So security is important. You need to consider it, but it's not by any means something that you have to design from scratch in order for it to work properly.
Hey, Rich, I think it's a perfect place for us to wrap up this conversation. Obviously, the conversation can continue, and we're going to give out some contact information in a moment. But before I do that, I want to thank you for taking time and being with us again.
My pleasure, James, and I look forward to talking to anybody out there in our customer base that have any curiosity or want to like learn more or understand the product sets to a higher degree, and I'll be able to help you out.
Hey, Rich, great point for us to wrap up today's conversation. Folks, if you want to ensure your organization is ready to mobilize your field service team, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They can advise you on your mobile strategy, customize mobile apps, and perform a complimentary iPad consultation. During the consultation, they will review your current mobile environment, use case for iPads, and help map out integration considerations and deployment scenarios. For more information, contact an account manager by calling 1-800-800-0014, or you can visit pcconnection.com/mobile app today. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard, and thanks again for joining us for this edition of Connection Point.